Praise God, church. Hallelujah. You know, in Kenya, we are used to those. You usually have one there, another. You can hear yourself. But I'm just adjusting to this. Praise be to God. There is a name that is lifted high above every other name. The name that God found it right to lift. Praise be to God. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And before I do anything, I want to stand up. We lift the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. We have to lift the name of Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. Somebody say the name of Jesus. I want, before I preach, you preach. Hallelujah. I want you to go to some 5 people and tell them Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Can you move from where you are? You can count 3 seats. Go and preach. Tell somebody Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Move somebody in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesu niwe njira. Jesu niwe muoyo. Jesu niwe uhoro wa ma. Somebody move and speak this word. You are encouraging. You are preaching. You are preaching.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. It's okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. There is no other name greater than the name of Jesus. There is no other power greater than the power of the Lord Jesus. He is the only one who died. He is the only one that left the kingdom of the Father. He is the only one. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We can now thank you for preaching. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You have done a good job. Now you may have your seat and give a part to somebody back and tell somebody thank you for the good sermon you have given. As you sit down, tell somebody thank you, Niko Hujiawega. You have preached it well. Amen. And Jesus is exalted in this place. Amen. My name is Apostle Peter Wainaina. I am born again. Jesus Christ is Lord. Praise be to God. I'll mix Kikuyu and English. Evangelist Hilda yesterday told us that so received. So I will just mix and I know we'll be blessed. So Hujagia Honokete, I am from Nairobi, an area called Wangige. That is where I preach the gospel. I am married to one woman. To one wife who is a woman. Amen. It's good to clarify. We are living in those days. Have I done any wrong? I am married to one wife who is a woman. Susan, Reverend Susan Wainaina. A woman I love. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. A woman I love. She has stood with me for a long time. And we spoke with her. Hata sahi nimeachia kanisa na nilitoka huko last month, and things are going on better every day, and I thank God for her and I love her, and she said I greet you. Mumepokea salamu, mumepokea salamu. Amen. I'm blessed with 3 children and I thank God because of that. Amen. I want to honor God because of his servant Pastor Tony Wainaina and your wife Catherine. Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and minister. I also heard you say about Pastor Kingori is a father in the Lord. I am a man who believes in fatherhood. And I honor you, man of God. Thank you so much for having time to come and be in a meeting, and your wife Lucy. Amen. I now know you and I thank God for you. Thank you. I acknowledge Pastor Patrick. Man of God, thank you. First time I came to Texas, I preached in your pulpit. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Hilda. And every other, and Minister Grace, and every other servant of God. There's a group of friends of mine who brought me here. By then, I did not know any pastor here. And one of them had me preach in Seattle and said, you need to come to our city. But I did not know. And Akina Nancy, they were able to bring me here. Can you appreciate these wonderful ladies? And Shege, amen. God bless you. God bless you. It's good to acknowledge all of you. And also, Minister Wangari Chege,
from St. Louis. This lady moved from St. Louis the other day, and she is here. Tulikutana na yeye wakati nilikuja mara ya kwanza, she was preaching there. And all of you, tell your neighbor, you are a sign and a wonder. Praise be to God. So I acknowledge all of you, and I love you, and I thank God. I have gone to many states, and don't tell the other state. But if there is a place I have seen people are receiving the word of God, it is in Dallas. Praise be to God. And you know, people have been speaking so much about the people of America, and I am telling people back home, no, you are wrong. Those people are praying. Those people are not dry as the way you want us to believe. Those people are seeking God. Those people have the revelation of God. Why would you be here if you don't love God? You love God. And I salute all of you. Let's go to the book of Esther. Chapter 8. I want to speak a message I'm calling Divine Overturning. This is a night God is going to overturn things. Praise be to God. And you know, Jesus has done it before. There's a time he went to the temple and he found some people who were selling, and he turned tables down. Tonight is a night of overturning. Praise be to God. Esther chapter 8. We'll read from verse 1. The Bible says, on that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. And Mordecai came before the king. For Esther had told her, I've told how he was related to her. Verse 2. So the king took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Now Esther spoke to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to counterattack the evil of Haman, the Agagite, and the scheme which he had devised against the Jews. Verse 4. And the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king and said, if it pleases the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seems right to the king, and I am pleased in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's province. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen? The king Ahasul said to Queen Esther and Mordecai the Jew, indeed, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and they have hanged him on the gallows because he tried to lay hands on the Jews. You yourself write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name, and seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke. So the king's scribes were called at that time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 20th day. And it was written according to all Mordecai commanded the Jews and the satraps and governors and the princes of provinces from India to Ethiopia. 127 provinces in all. To every province in its own script, to every people in their own language, and to the Jews in their own script and language. And he wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus, seated with the king's signet ring, and sent letters by couriers on horseback, riding on royal horses, bred from the swift streets. By these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possessions. Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you because of your word. Your word has life. Your word gives us hope. Your word, Jehovah God, is our strength. We pray as we share this word, O God, that Spirit of God, you shall come and take charge. Take over, King of Glory, and minister to your people. In Jesus' name we pray and we believe. Amen. Praise God. Bwana asifiwe. The Bible, I will continue as we read, and I preach from verse 1. The Bible speaks of a day and says, on that day, praise be to God. Tell your neighbor, on that day. There is something I want to tell you, that this night can be that day that will overturn your story, that will change your situation, that will bring a difference in your life. Listen to me, child of God. There is a day that comes and change the story of a man. I want to remind you the day that you received your visa. It was only one day that you went to that embassy. I want to speak of a day that you got your green card. It was only one day that you received that message. I come to tell you, there comes a day that transformed the life of a person, and I want to speak to somebody today. This is your day. This is your day. This is your day. It is only one day that a child was born, Jesus Christ, and he came and saved us. It was only one day that you also got your child, the child that you love most. No mudenyo mwe waga shiarire ugikanyita na moko maku. It was only one day. Tell your neighbor, one day. You even remember that day you were born. You even remember that day your firstborn came. There is a day that comes and brings a difference. And tonight, today it happens to be that day. And I want you to tell your neighbor, today is your day. Praise be to God. And the Bible says the same day, King Ahasuerus awarded Queen Esther the estate of Haman. My version says that King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman. We all know the story of Haman. We all know the story of Mordecai. We all know the story of Esther. And we know what Haman had planned to do to the house of Mordecai, to the Jews. And you all know what happened. He even had planned how he will kill Mordecai. But I want to let you know that one day all that was changed. And it was overturned. And the story changed. Praise be to God. But a day came. That the king gave the house of the enemy to Mordecai. Praise be to God. I prophesy to somebody today. Oh my goodness, do not pretend you don't have enemies of your life. I know they are enemies of your life, but I speak an overturn in the name of Jesus. I speak an overturn in the name of Jesus. Oh, whatever they took that belongs to you, you shall receive it back in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say that today. Umuthi nigo muthenya waku. Kwito atunyirwo gucokerio. Kwido tora gori ragi rogo shokerio. Nitodo ni mwode nyawako garurania. Joki ni ora ajigore ya deroiga. Your day has. Actually, Joki is the one who had me in Seattle and came and tell Nancy. I've seen her here. Amen. Praise be to God. Somebody say that day. And the house that belonged to Haman. I can imagine, because Haman was senior in that kingdom. Haman was not another hohehahe. He was a senior man in the kingdom. I don't know which level to who I can compare him in this nation. Because let me tell you, that king was not ruling a county or a small country like Kenya. Oh, do a bit of the theology, you will know. He was ruling almost the whole world. He was ruling a vast kingdom. Are you hearing what I am saying? And this man was so close to that king. I tell you, he was not living in a gadolu. He was living in a beautiful house. He was living in a house near close to the house of the king. But a day came when God changed the story. There is an overturn. There is an overturn. There is an overturn. In the name of our Lord. is true. He is so faithful. Ni acenjagia rugano. Ngai ni acenjageria mundu muturire. Ati ni niye de America ngihunjia. Ni kuri Ngai ucenjageria mundu muturire. Ona we ni wirugano rwaku. When nobody thought that you can be here. When nobody thought that you can ever make it. When they had written your story off. Listen to me, child of God. Even that time you were sick. And they were planning. Magesiri ore masakai ore okuinuka. Oh, hidi oware vivitari. But I tell you, there is a God who changes story. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare tonight, somebody's story is changing. Don't you think they had seen the burial of Mordecai? Don't you think if it is today, nimugira amenya kuria memory ogekirwo ya Mordecai? Hallelujah. Already ile kitu ya kunyongwa ilikuwa imetengenezwa. It was ready. Praise be to God. But God changed the story. Munyongani akiroru weki nyamushie waku. Uma. We are giving this house to Mordecai. There is something God is speaking. Maybe I'm not speaking to many people, but there is somebody who God is going to do an overturn. There is going to be a transfer of even a property, a land you have tried to get, a house you have been trying to buy, but things seems like they are not working out. There is somebody who will buy a house in a miraculous way because the Lord God is able. Somebody say overturn. Somebody say overturn. Tonight there is a divine overturn. People might not understand. When it is divine, it cannot be understood by people. If you as we can understand, it's not divine. If you can tell us how you saved, it is not divine. But there is a way it can happen. I try to explain how I bought this house. I cannot be able to say very well because I don't know. I try to catch up. There is something I don't get. There is something I am not getting. I am talking to somebody here. Let it happen to you. Let it happen to you. Is somebody tired of other people's testimony? Is somebody tired of other people's testimony? Somebody, if you are tired, say, I'm tired. Somebody say, I'm tired. I told you there are places you never go until you are tired. Can I speak this thing here? Until you are tired and say, I am tired of being tired, and I am tired, so tired. I am tired. One time, we were very poor, but I was very young, 10 years old, but I was so tired. And my classmate, Maro Karama Soda, Nakiria, Nadi Koji, don't joke around with her. Praise be to God. And I felt I am tired. And I remember praying. I was very young, 10 years old. And I knelt down. And I told God, I really don't know how I got that in my mind. I really don't know how I prayed that prayer. But I prayed. Praise be to God. But at some time, I remembered. Every time I feel I am tired of ministry and the battles, I remember that covenant. And it will keep me going. Somebody need to be tired. I know another woman who was tired. Her name is Hannah. She was tired of being mocked by Penina every day. Penina was speaking things. She was very tired. One day she cried unto God and she told God, Father, if you give me a son, I will give you back to him. Somebody need to be tired tonight of that sickness in your family. Ogitiga gwitio besa cia soso wanyu, baba wanyu akarwara. Ukirikia gwitio cia baba wanyu, brother yaku nake akaguthoni ngari na ko. Tugwikire harambe tukanoga. I am saying you must be tired. Somebody say I'm tired. Overturn will happen to the tired pharaohs. Overturn will not happen to the comfort. If you are in a comfort zone, this is not your message. Come tomorrow for your message. But today I am speaking to people who are saying, I am tired. I cannot continue like this. I cannot continue in the same story. I cannot continue. Oh my God. I cannot continue with the same prayer item. I told those who are here with us on Thursday, you get the same prayer item from January to December. Even when the prayer is called and you come, the pastors know, oh, you know, in a career. I tell you today, in the name of Jesus, let your prayer item change and you start praying for people to be born again, for there is an overturn. Somebody say overturn. Am I speaking to somebody? Praise be to God. The house that, and let me tell you, if you go back to Esther chapter 4, I don't want to go reading, you can go, give. I can give you a homework. Esther chapter 4. Praise be to God. Go and read it. Mordecai was so tired. Akira Esther, now go present yourself to the king. You are the queen. You don't know why you are here at a time like this. And they declared a fast. And things changed. I want tired people. So people who said, I am tired of going around the same time, the same place. Listen to me. Let there be a change in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I'm tired. You understand I'm mixing because of akina mam. They are here. Praise be to God. Tell another neighbor, I am tired. You need to be tired. Praise be to God. You know, one time I was so tired. Praise be to God. Of being in one place. And I went to pray. Praise be to God. Give me higa. More than you also. Give me higa 21. Hadu heta wa Mount Olive. Praise be to God. Na gihoya danyu akoto mayo na diuria da survive na he mudu waji gwagira da goka ka insist nyu ega suru diga kuire ko. Praise be to God. But I was purposed. I was so tired. When you're tired, you can go to extremes. Those of you know who knows Mount Olive, I walked from Mount Olive to Dedero. And when I was there, giraga mwathani to magari akunyirukia kana ngue. Gigwa muthuri ahitukana Chevrolet ya waida ya blue. Gigwa waina ina do igire haka no kue. Yuga kai gai waigwa. But I was so tired. I was so tired, Pastor Catherine. I was tired. I was serious. If God, you will not come, I want to die. Utakiri mudu ugikuhe gitiyo.
I'm going to go to the house. I am tired. I was so tired. Kanyamugaki ho. Hidi odiare motu katiri. No, no, dahu jagia muno masakaya na kuria kuki. Kanyamugaki hito kakani. Nega kuhota. Garora gaka hito kogu. Yera gaino gahoda agiri. But I was tired. Natikwega na nide Kenya nijira gaya daidi every Sunday gahoda agiri. Tutu mudu angai kanyamukahi tukagogu gakuhota. Toa dugu toa. Itakiri. I went through a lot. One time I started, a friend of me called me. By then, I was working, by the way. I had my papers and I was working, but the company I was working, ikaanguka, uchumi, went down. Things went wrong. And I want to let you know, one time, when I met one of my friends, we were working with him in uchumi. He was working in the bakery. Praise be to God. And he told me, ah, my friend, you know you are very good to me. I will help you. Give me that idea. akijira ni rajirie kuruga tunyamutunge twitago to mobile tukeki tukoki to mobile toduga keki kauka hana athimu gaji yago tutwara kururia nakira tathiki ya hero mundu wa ngai mundu urari na ngari yake KSJ 948 ikigithira indo ciothe igithira ngombe ndari nacio igithira ndio ni kidekete no ni gwitwo ndeta going to ministry this thing its thing o maya maguta mwona makinyururuka mugeciragia na ithako he thogora murihire can I preach that here there is a price that is paid praise be to God are you hearing me child of God nari mwekwa nitie maratathi mau dare hero ya mbere ngirero about 50 cakes packets of cakes I remember there was a one woman who was of our church and she had a shop. I was sure she would be my best customer, my first customer. So I was sure she would buy for me. Praise be to God. And I went very happy. Yeah, Mama Jeroge, this is what I'm doing today. Guy, urajiria kwendia mobile. Ici no ngigura. Who can buy? Siaregirwo. I felt so bad. I just told her, please take this, keep it here. I will take it as I come back. If nobody buys, I'll just take it. Like, not the only one she kept there. You hearing me? I went to the church. I think I was suicidal. Githigi sita hali ya bere kanithaini. Kira gai kwa ni mande rosini. Oko noko juraga umuthi. Deithi ya gai. Somebody say the man of God was tired. I was tired. You need to be tired of some situation for you to come out of it. You can never come out of that when you're in a comfort zone. You got to be tired. Hallelujah. Yes. And I really cried to God. I am serious. I cried to God. But when I woke up, I took the kids. I started my business. After a month, I was making 800 shillings a day. Don't joke around. Are you hearing what I am saying? You need to be tired. And when you are tired, you need to scream. You need to speak to the Father. You need to call the Lord and say, Father, I am tired. I have been in this mountain for so long. My enemies are laughing at me. They ask, where is your God? Where is your God? We know how you fast, but where is your God? We know how you go to church early, but where is your God? Where is your God? I pray that people shall see your God in this season, child of God. May God let people see your God. They ask me, where is my God? They knew I go for fasting. They asked me, where is your God? And you know, people have a tendency, even after you have gone through all that and God blesses you, they see God blessing you, they start calling you the worshiper. Have you ever heard of such things? You know, I don't know whether it is only in our people. When somebody is blessed, they think that you are the worshiper. They think that God cannot bless. They exalt the enemy than God. Can I preach this thing here? You must stop this. You know, another man of God. I told you this story last time I was here. Another man sent an M-Pesa. The wrong number. 6,000. Praise be to God. And he had, how can I get this money back? And he sent a message. It was to be sent to Susan. Susan, not Susan. Then sent a message to Susan, praise be to God, and said, Susan, you have received 6,000. Okay, that is the introduction fee. We will send you 16,000 at night, but we will visit you with the devil. Tutakuja kukutembelea. You have now joined the Illuminati. I am telling you, 4 minutes, the money was returned. I am telling you, if I said this is Apostle Inina, the man of God, you
It's not me who sent, it's another man. But even if I sent the Romani to the wrong number, and I pretend I am Apostle Peter Wainaina, I have prayed for the deaf and the hear. That what they would say. Are you hearing? Because people don't fear God. The fear of God is out of the hearts of people. But mention Illuminati, somebody will start shaking. Listen to me, child of God. The devil does not have power over God. Our God is all powerful. He is all powerful. He is the one I'm speaking about. The all powerful God. He is the one I'm telling you about. The all powerful God. I am telling you, he has come to change your story. He has come to do something tonight. This is an overturn night. This is an overturn night. This is something. Somebody's story is being changed to a testimony. It has been a story for a long time, but now it will change to a testimony. And it is good to have a story that people have heard, so that you can tell them. Nimo iguete muthuri wakwa ni adigete na gathia kobana na guku kangemi ndoka kumwira riu ni acokete tondu ngai ni akaga. Your story will turn to a testimony. Thank God they know your story. Thank God they know your story. If they don't know your story, it will be another case. But they know your story. When that story turns to a testimony, everybody will stand and say, look what the Lord. A woman who is preaching in our church tomorrow morning is called Margaret Karogo. She is a pastor. And she told me she has given me permission to give her testimony. Praise be to God. When she got married, church wedding, powerful. When they got the firstborn, the man ran away. 16 years later, Turienda Harusi yake just the other day. Not to another man, the same man. God of restoration. Hallelujah. Nikuri gayo garuraga maundu. Manikuri gayo setagia maundu. Manikuri gayo rekaga maundu mekike. Hidiri aduma athera. Hidiri aduma rikia nawe. That is the time God can come. Gayo nawe mahede ini maku gayo noe keodo. God did it during one man called Elisha. He died and a miracle. His bones. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tonight, I want people who be lifted. I want people who are tired. I don't want those who are not tired. You come tomorrow, those who are not tired. But today, let the tired people say, I am not leaving this place the same. Let's continue with Esther. Praise be to God. And the Bible says, and that the king gave house of Haman, the enemy of Jews, and Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. Another thing I have also found in the story of Esther. Praise be to God. It is good to be happy when one of us is blessed. I will still say it. It is good to be happy. Even if you see it is not you. Somebody else who is blessed. This person may introduce you. Ah, hallelujah. This person may introduce you to a place that you need to be. Some of you, God will use you to introduce others to places they have never been. Some of you, God will use you. Tell your neighbor, you need somebody to introduce you. If nobody introduced me to Pastor Patrick, if nobody introduced me to Pastor Tony, if nobody introduced me, I don't know how I would be here. Tell somebody, you need somebody. And let us not be jealous when one of us is lifted. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. When one of us is blessed, let us celebrate. Listen to me, children of God. Celebrate one another. Yesterday the Lord told us there is this other side of everybody. Even that person who looks like he's lost, celebrate him when God blesses him, because there is another side. Tell your neighbor, I will celebrate you. Hold the hand of your neighbor. Tell your neighbor, I'll celebrate you. Tell another neighbor, I will celebrate you when God lifts you. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Let us learn to celebrate. Mordecai was introduced by Esther. Those who are at home and they are very angry you came here, may God change their heart. Because they don't know whether it is you who bring them here. You need somebody in the king palace for you to go to the king palace. Listen to me, child of God. You also have a lot to do because you are born again. You have a job to introduce your sisters and your brothers who are not born again to the kingdom of God. You want to preach to the nations. You have not preached in your home. Amen, Imesha Evangelist. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When did you call your sister? Instead of telling her about those things, and you told her, did you receive Christ? When did you call your brother and tell your brother, and you start from there and you introduce him to the kingdom of God? You have a job to do. I love Esther. Esther introduced Mordecai to the king. Listen to me, child of God. Introduce somebody to the kingdom. Why are you coming alone for such a conference? Why have you refused to introduce somebody? Why have you refused to WhatsApp somebody? Amen. Grace in a hilter, but I will still say it. Tell anybody, introduce somebody. You have this divine idea, and you know very well you cannot be able to do it, and you know Tony can do it. Why don't you introduce it to Tony? Can I preach this thing here? Praise be to God. Introduce somebody. Can you please help somebody? Wherever you are, somebody helped you. There is somebody who helped you. Even those cousins who are not happy that you are here, tell them when green card is there, don't just keep it. Now. Even if they said you'll never prosper here, tell them when green card is there, the rotary is there. Let them try their luck. Don't be mean, child of God. Introduce somebody. And Esther introduced Mordecai to the king. This is my uncle. And you know what happened? Mordecai got a house. You can change the life of a person by just introduction. Man of God, thank you for introducing me to this man of God. Thank you so much. I can buy a house. I can. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not necessarily what you're thinking, but then life can change because of only that. Don't be jealous. Introduce somebody. When somebody comes and is new, I know you people are good, and I know you introduce them. I know you show them how things are done. Are you hearing me? And I thank God for you who does that. And for you who never does. Please like me. But next time introduce. Don't frustrate them. They don't know how to start. Mudu no keku ku ape arole. Nita bila giyo kakisema ni nagi kisita kwa kitchen. Sita kwa te kitchen tawa. Siya. Masiyo na isi nene. Isi mwigila giyo na siyo moko. Sita kwa te. Hata. Yeah? Pepa tawe. Kikora kila room kila pahali yule isi kama heanaga kali ko yano heana huko na ruhi Kenya tu tikora kwa mishi menyi issue. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Kapo karoro kali go kai to maya poti kyo na mundu ria wangai aguite kyo na mwena ria gera ngimwira ko agera wrong side agejira tu Kenya huko. Praise be to God. Somebody say introduce somebody. Am I preaching the message? Is it getting to somebody? Esther was not mean. He introduced the uncle and he told the king, this is my uncle. And Esther and the king gave Esther a house, gave Haman a house. And you know what else happened? Let me show you what happened. Verse 8. And Mordecai came before king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. So the king took off his signet ring. Praise be to God. Because, you see that signet ring? Because he was introduced by Esther. Mudhamaki akirutake shohige akege ya dhahabu. Signet ring yari na seal ya mudhamaki. It was power. Nani, Mordecai was given, is it Mordecai? Was given power. Praise be to God. And let me tell you, a ring means a lot of things. Wanyona na ring yuguri. Menya I am already taken. Onogorari na maono. Menya I am already taken. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, apostle is taken. Because I have this ring. The ring means a lot, child of God. The ring means a lot. Are you hearing me? A ring means you belong. A ring is a sign of authority. Susan can say you not get to my house. No jage kwalia muno na ngiendaga. To hata guthie ndigo kihuru. But she has a ring. That's her house also. Are you hearing what I'm saying? A ring is powerful. And Mordecai was given a ring by the king. May the King of Kings put somebody ring tonight. And put a mark in your life. And say you can never be touched by demons. And say you can never be touched by those spirits. And say everything that have been chasing you must stop you because you belong. That virus in your body, it must die because you have a ring and you belong. Can you receive the ring from heaven in the name of Jesus Christ? Somebody say, I belong to Jesus. May he give you a ring tonight. Is this making sense to anybody? When you have the ring, sickness is not your portion. When you have the ring, poverty is not your portion. Because the King of Kings came so that we can have life and have it in abundance. Oh, he blesses us every day. He wants to lift us, child of God. May you receive a ring tonight. Somebody say, receive it. God can put your mark. You know, I have gone to many places and somebody asked me, are you a pastor? And I've not introduced myself. Man of God, you've seen that? I go to places. There are places I go. I am walking and what wanafungiwa? Let's get where Peter. And I pass. One time when I was working at Sharia, between and it's called Nyayo House, Harambee House, the office of the president, and KICC. There is a gate there. People never used to pass. But when I go there, they used to do like this. And they open, I pass. Somebody see the ring. There is a ring God can put on your face. People see you. One time I saw a man on the street. He took his wallet and said, are you a pastor? Are you a pastor? He said, yes. He gave me 4,000 and went away. There is something God can put in your life and people just you and they love you. Okay, demure ona mundu wina ngai nimumenyaga ona muhujia wina ngai ni umenyaga ona igiuka gukunjike vituko na dini na ngai no mukumenya ona riu ni muramenya ka dini na ngai. There is a ring. There is something. There is something God puts. You know, this time I went to the embassy to get this visa. And the lady looked at me. He never asked anything. My papers, nothing. He told me, I don't see a reason why I should not give you a visa. And I thought he was checking the last time. He told me, are you going with someone else? You got guy in Alicone, Gyoki, now I can do the. There is something that really saw. To get in a kegoko. Somebody say the ring. There is a mark God put in somebody's life. Oko onaga orahituka kuri ari angi matarahituka. Hindi iria kwarwagwo na guku hindi 27. Tumite kuracia na guku wetagwo na guku. But there is something God has put in my life. I am not talking about other people, but there is something God has put in my life.
tukinyua magutari tugicemania na agikuyu acio ndiakire na thina no ona itamaririe magitwira muri aga andu anyumba matia.
When God put you, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 91, 1,000 shall fall on your side, 10,000 has fallen on your side. You shall not, because you have something.
I wish you people get what I'm saying.
That's how thousands had applied for that green card and you got it. That's why so many people had gone to that visa office and you went and you were given. There is something God has put you in your life and I pray God shall maintain it. And if you don't have, may you receive it tonight. May you receive the mark of favor. May you receive it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive it.
There is a ring. Mordecai was given a ring. When he was that given a ring, Pastor Patrick, whatever Mordecai was saying, it's almost the same as the, that is the ring that has the seal. You find it in the Bible. Let's read the word of God. Praise be to God. And the Bible says,
so the king took off his ring, his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai, and Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman. Now Esther spoke again to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agagite and the schemes which he had devised against the Jews.
Listen to me. The Bible says Esther went back to the king and he knelt down with tears. I can only count this as the king, our king is the Lord Jesus Christ. But you can go down to the king, all worshiping him and crying, telling him you love him, loving him all day. Oh my God, he cannot refuse you. I pray that you shall turn to worship us. I pray that we shall pour out unto God. I pray that we shall love God with all our heart, with all our mind. Don't pour unto somebody. Go pour unto him. Kneel down and pray. Cry unto him. When things are not working out, go to the Lord. Go to his feet, cry and pour yourself out to the Lord. There is power when you pour your heart to God. Go to the schemes that the devil has planned. Oh, he poured, so that he begged him to revoke the evil Haman, the Agagite, and his plot that he had devised against the Jews. They were evil that was plotted against the Jews. Any evil plotted against you. Tonight, as the word goes forth, may God save you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Do you know, even as Esther is struggling like this, Haman was already dead. Is this making sense? Haman, he was already dead. But there is something he had done. He had put a decree when he was alive. Can I bring this thing closer home? There are issues that affect us, even our generation, that were done by our fathers who are dead already, by our grandfathers who are dead. But tonight, because it is the overturn night, gainie kugarurania miario me koma umothe meki two, and they are standing in their force. Can you imagine? Haman was already nyogwad, but the word, the decree he had made, ma'am, they were still powerful. Some people fight deliverance. And I say, me, I know. There are things that can bother you. My great grandmother, my uncle, sister, are you hearing me? Let me continue this story. It happened in our family. And they used to commit suicide. Until that time I stood. And I went to God in prayer. And I told God, I break this curse. It will not continue in our family. Niye mwetere de ita ni mukonoga. Dire ita. Gutiri mudu kyo kia ita guitu. Because I stood in the gap. There somebody need to stand in the gap. To stop some things that are happening in their family. Somebody need to stand in the gap. And declare shall not continue again in our family. Somebody need to stand in the gap. Pastor mudu udumire inbox ya jiratiri. Kairu usiu tagi uraga nyukuri. Gita muri ya liyaga tatu. Ati tumi. Tumi uraga todu hema uduma uku ya yorako. Praise be to God. He hadu mudu wakinyaga. Why am I going back there? I was so tired. In our family, poor at the are you hearing what I'm saying? And my mother was working at Harambee House. But she could not be able to build. Our daughters were not getting married. Let me not go there. But there are things that come from generations that can torment you. That person who did that is dead. Yes, I know. Are you hearing what I am saying? God is with us tonight. And there is something He wants to do. You cannot continue like that. Hallelujah. A decree that was made by somebody. But I love Esther. He knew her man was dead. But he knew this thing will kill us. He knew this thing will kill our people. He went before the king. And he started crying. And he started begging the king. Tonight I commission you to go before the King of Kings. Cry because of your brothers. Cry because of your family. Cry because of that situation. Tell the king how it is. Tell him exactly how it is. Don't hide anything from the king. I don't know about time. I think it has gone. But let me finish. And I'll continue tomorrow here. Praise be to God. And the king held out a golden scepter. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king. The scepter was a sign of authority. The scepter was a sign of saying enough is enough. The scepter was a sign of saying, you know, it's like that. Yeah? It was a sign of saying stop it. Don't bow down again. I give you now authority. Mwathani arokunengereria. Muthigi wa kurwa bara. Ngai arokunengereria. Muthigi utuku wa muthi. May the Lord give you a scepter tonight. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord say it is enough. May the Lord say it is enough. As we worship Him tonight. May the Lord say it is enough. May He say it is enough in your family. May He say it is enough in your generation. May the Lord say it is enough. Apostle, it's not is enough, but nothing happens. But when the Lord says it is enough, may the Lord do it for you in your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been chasing you, whatever has been tormenting you. I remember one night I went before God. Praise be to God. And I cried unto God. And Esther was crying. Verse 5. And he said, if it pleases the king, and if I found favor in his sight, and things seems right to the king, and I'm pleasing in his eyes, let it be written, revoke the letters devised by Haman the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote and hid it to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. Listen to what Esther said. For how long can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people? You get that scripture. How long shall I endure? Or how can I endure to see the destruction of my people, to see the destruction of my relatives? Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I come to tell you, don't be selfish. Don't sit there when your brothers are dying. Don't sit there when your brothers are dying. Don't sit there when your father is suffering. Don't sit there when your mother is suffering. You have something you can do. You can go to the King of Kings. You can cry to the King of Kings. He can change the story. Don't sit there when you come to church every Sunday and there are other Kenyans who are drinking those cider. They don't go to church. You know them by names. You know they are from your village. But you never tell them anything. They are there lost in the world and you have never told them about church. Don't just sit there when things are going bad. When things are going from bad to worse. I refuse to sit there. I refuse to stay there. When I saw the deaths in our family, I refuse to stay there. When I saw our daughters were not getting married, I refuse to stay there. Pastor Patrick, and I said, I cannot stay there. I went before God. Don't ask me how. But that night I remember. In the presence of God. I cried unto God. I said, God, I don't want to follow the ways of my grandmother. I don't want to follow the ways of my uncle. God, I want you to stop this death. I want you to stop this thing in our family. I told you our daughters were not getting married. Praise be to God. My mom and all her sisters, this thing was hitting us. It was bad. But I cried unto God. I said, I break this thing. I break this thing, oh Father. I break it. I gave you this story, but I'll repeat it again and again because it is true and it happened to me. Praise be to God. And in the morning, something had happened. I don't know. But there was a tree. We're talking about the kihiko. Murute kona kia mabati. Nimite toi kiragogo na muena na stayu. One of the three at the gate. I don't know how, man of God. Don't ask me how. Believe it or not, but it was there. I saw it. I'd never thought of anything. It could be the rain. It could be, I don't know. I don't know what had happened. But the tree was down. Until a woman passed there. And I heard a woman say, it creaked to me. Aya, what is that? And then the Spirit of God reminded me. And let me tell you. Things were so bad. Hallelujah. And from that time, I saw things change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Dakwira we tereago kamadikoma mudu wakuita guito di guikaraka. Ona tika ugu ona kudikana tutirega. Toduki uduki uli kiari kian koma gitiari kian gai. Some death we are writing. Nega hea niya bayira. Let me not go there because it is controversial. But I want to let you know. It's not good to bury at 20. It's not good to bury at 18 years old. It's not good. There is something you need to tell God. Father, stop this thing. Somebody say, I refuse immature death. in our family. Say it with power. I refuse immature deaths in our family.
Tomorrow I will give you another story of a place we went to pray. Praise be to God. Now hear me. Things changed. One has severe. Today there's a gate there. Are you hearing me? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. My sister had already given a child at home. And because we even did not have a father, that child was named after me.
Somebody say generational. Kaimuagaruka.
But listen to me. Twai karagire doni re boy yoka.
You got the dad wakwa. Gira mami doge tionaki. Meke mau magare ni juri agwe. Juri agwe kika mudo angai. Reke adu ya meke atia.
Maro kire kurasia last year. Ya kira mami gire dia kwe dia ino isi noto kare ya. Kine gere kanyamu. Adari kendo kinene ane ire. Rore ane ire kama uge kire.
Are you hearing what I am saying? Praise be to God. All my cousins, they started to get married. Today, onagithuku ki uraigwateria no ngani kia 80. Dire gwanda tho magire mundu wa ngai. Diagite tumara tathi. Dire gatho moga kwa. Praise be to God. My sister who followed me, she had seen that. Master's the other day.
We were trying to discourage her pastor not to do her PhD before she gets married. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And already has happened in a time. Our first born, are you hearing? These things were real in my life. I don't know about you. You might believe it or not, but I saw it. I saw it in our family.
I am not talking about somebody else. I'm talking about me.
And don't record it. I'll
be that somebody of them. I give it a because the chains were broken. Because all these things were broken. When they are broken, things happen.
It is true.
You know, because let me tell you, the chains were broken.
Is this making sense to somebody?
May they be broken in your family tonight. May they be broken in your generation. Can you say like Esther, I refuse, how could I bear to see the evil that would come to my people? Can you read with me verse 8? How could I bear to see the destruction of my relatives? Why are you sitting there when your brothers are dying of alcohol? Why are you sitting there when your sisters are dying? When your relatives are dying? Wake up and smell the coffee. Do something, somebody. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are overturning tables. We are overturning tables. I don't know whether we carry the anointing, but I have the anointing if we have no oil. I have it in Jesus' name. Because tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are going to overturn table. Somebody say overturn. Somebody say overturn. Verse 9. Continue as I want to finish. My God. Praise be to God. I'm careful of time because tomorrow we are going to church. We're in which verse 7. I want to finish. Then the king answered to Queen Esther, Mordecai, indeed, I've given Esther the house of man, and they have hungry. Let's go to verse 8. You are saying, write a decree. You yourself. Now, it is you to revoke. I know you want me to revoke her, but I have given you power. Today the Lord is saying, he has given you power over every demon, over every spirit. Now do my mara kunyarira. Gaini akunekerete
inya. I wish you get this revelation. You may write in the king's name. You have the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, use it. Mwere na madharao, use it. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Tamurarema ido amwine. Use the name of Jesus. Naona mudo taraku iroda method osio utareda ritwa riu ni wagwitigirwo. Use the name of Jesus. You have the freedom today. Somebody use the name. Somebody use the name. Somebody use the name. Somebody use the king's name. Somebody say the name of Jesus. Somebody say the name of Jesus. Oh, tonight we are going to use the name that is above every other name. And we are going to overturn things as we use the name of Jesus. We are going to overturn tables. Somebody say, how we use it. Use the name. You may write in the king's name. You can be given a blank check. And tonight God is giving you a blank check. You write the name what you want. You have it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say a blank check. Are you blessed tonight? Are you ready to overturn? Tonight I'm ready to overturn. Write as you praises you concerning the Jews and seal it with the royal signet. And what we are going to write tonight, what we are going to overturn tonight, we are going to seal it. But what we are going to do tonight, my God, we seal it. We will seal it. We will seal it. It will never come back again. We will seal it. Nancy, we are sealing it. We are sealing it. Whether the devil likes it or not, we will seal it. Then God remove it, then it come back. Tonight we are going to remove and seal it. Somebody say overturn. Say with power, overturn. And seal it with the royal signet. Already on a dirauma kwe muda maki. Ya neiro mama we. Are you hearing me? The king, the Orogian says that you need a woman that signet. Go go dig ya neiro. The prayers we are going to pray tonight, they can never be revoked. They cannot be revoked. It shall not be revoked. It shall not be revoked. Whatever they do after this, it shall be null and void. Because it shall not be revoked. Can go to verse 9. I want to finish. My God, how do I finish such a service? Go to 9, my sister. Go to 10. Listen. Mordecai wrote in King Ahasuerus' name and sealed it. Tell your neighbor, there is your part. Esther did not write it. Mordecai did it. Bring closer people. Your people closer. I understand you may be having problem with Kenyans, but try to associate with them. Apostle, don't go there. Can I speak it? I understand. There are people who say, "Did I go to Canada, Kenya?" Praise be to God. Please come closer. Tell your neighbor, come closer. Because your help might be with that Kenyan that you are looking down at. Your help might be there. Another day. That's for another day. And Mordecai is the one who wrote. It is not Esther who wrote. The king had given the signet to Mordecai. And he wrote in Ahasuerus' name and sealed it with the royal. He sent the document mounted by Curious, who rode first horse bred from the royal racing
whatever. Mwadhani ya gosho. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I am saying? Are you listening to me? Okay. Are you listening to me? Praise be to God. He sent it. Hallelujah. He sent the letter. Hallelujah. You know, the enemy may have sent some documents concerning you. He might have sent some letters against you. But today I hold those letters in the spirit. Marwa mothe mare kere irio kiro ho. Nuire ke guire. Mudu guituo. Ya. Nuire neiro marwa e guire. Agituara. Marauga muye bara ine hare abere orago. Any letter given to you, for you. Whether it is you given or somebody given, whatever it is released in the spirit, today the dama tarora na dama sina, they ne wari to area change. You know, let me tell you, some of these things of the gospel, they don't make sense. They don't at all. One time, those days of my wilderness, I cried to God. I was in serious trouble. Girira gayo to come. Tuki di kuhoya na tumi yake. Tuki hoya. Gaya kijira nida kuhe bahasa. Hiti yoma kwa liya mada hoya kapesa. Tutu dae na vina. Sati ya adhirete. Na sati ya adhira na umutumi wa gulini. Na umutumi ya nwale kulini. Kani kora nini ya sati ya adhira kugulini. You know. Tutu ya. Nemuwega na tuwe dogo. But she reminded me one time. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It was serious. Praise be to God. And I told God, remember me. We were crying in the presence of God. And as we were praying, listen to me, God told me something that cannot make sense tonight. He told me, receive this white envelope. Receive the white envelope. You go, yes, Lord, I receive it. Put it in the pocket. Lord, I put it in the name of Jesus. But I heard the voice. I heard the voice, evangelist. I heard it, man of God. I heard the voice telling me, take this white envelope and put it in the pocket. And I put it. And when I put the envelope in the pocket, we continue to pray. Another man who had more problems than me came. He was a pastor already. He came and we started to pray. We prayed. Are you here? I just felt compassion for this man. But I had no money. Gimura, my brother. This envelope I was given to them by the Lord, I give it to you in the name of Jesus. Receive it! They knew me. When I come to the things of God, I am a serious man. You better receive this envelope. Receive. You better put it in the pocket of your ministry. You say, I put it in the name of Jesus. It doesn't have to make sense to me. I'm talking what happened to me. Are you getting me? But the same day, the guy was going home. Akino kakoro akanyoba nehige. Agikora mutumi agatukaine. Akamera pasta wajao oka basa enori era hiro ne modo ha ya hoit der wo gone kere age tumurale ina besa iria sikuri hanyo ake horira adu kijira kiraka idoge jikoguo Urekile ne ane okimenya ni siama. Urekile. I introduced my brother. Somebody say introduce. Somebody say the supernatural. It happens. If you don't believe me, I know it happens. It happened to me. And the man paid the house, but I don't know what came to me. You know, I am a human being. Sit nari komadina mune siga na ikomina ida anogali. Ikamada vuma odomare igieke. Gidi kuhoye ege, ono mothi didirane wege. Nuni chwe kaino harinege. Nadiga korona ishiga kono nyige. But I continue praying for more. Praise be to God. Are you hearing what I am saying?
I want to tell you today, we serve a God of supernatural, and He can do more than you ever think. He can turn around everything. He can turn around everything that concerns you. I declare tonight, if letter released against your life, may it behold in the spirit. Whatever is released of God, may you receive it. Whatever blessing is released, may you receive it in the name of Jesus. And tonight, somebody stand up in the presence of God. For tonight, we are about to overturn tables in the name of Jesus. I refuse to sit down and see my brother die of alcohol. I refuse to sit down and see my father die of cancer. I refuse to sit down and see things go wrong home. I refuse to sit down. And I see our brothers who came to America like me die just like that and suffer to be homeless. I refuse to sit down and watch. I will do something. Somebody lift up your heart. Somebody lift up your heart in the presence of God. Ribo shatara bababo, rikende rebo zakanda, rikorobo zekere mama. Somebody seal her, rebo zatara baganda. Overturn in the presence of God. Overturn namashanda, overturn rebonia, rikondo robo zatai, rikende robo zatai, rikondo robo zekanda. God of the supernatural, God of the supernatural, may you visit us tonight. God of the supernatural, we come to reverse every curse released in the spirit. We come to reverse everything that is not of God. I come to turn tables in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord. Akandarababozai. Every sickness that is released, I turn it back to enemy in the name of Jesus. Back to hell. Back to the pit of hell. Every disease and sickness that is released in your family, I overturn in the name of Jesus. Everything that, every letter released that is carrying sickness, that is carrying diseases, that is carrying things that are not of God, I tear it in the spirit in the name of Jesus. Somebody, if somebody is tired of seeing go wrong in their family, if somebody is there, you are tired and you are saying, I will not sit down and I watch things go wrong in our family. If somebody is there and is saying, I will not sit down as my brother die, I will not sit down as my sisters die, I will not sit down as we bury young people, I will not sit down as my people, our family, nobody can get a job, I refuse to sit down as nobody can get a job in our family. I refuse to sit down as nobody can get married. Whenever they try to get married, something happens. Somebody who is not there, you refuse to sit there and you want your children to come here and it is becoming very impossible. Refuse to sit there in the name of Jesus. Somebody who is there, you have been waiting for God to come through for you so that you can become a citizen of this nation. Refuse to just sit there. If you are there and you are saying, man of God, I refuse. Man of God, I am tired. Come to the altar right now. If you are there, you are saying, if you are there, you are saying, I am tired. Akorowe hauroga demo nogu modo ankai. Maodo maria gore tokiona demo nogu. If you are there, you are saying that, come to the altar right now. I speak a turnaround. I speak a turnaround. Somebody continue in prayer. Even as you come here, continue in prayer. Even as you come to the altar, continue in prayer. Continue in prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue in prayer in the name of the Lord. Continue in prayer in the name of Jesus. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer. Continue in prayer in the name of the Lord. Somebody continue. Even when you come here, even when you are still in the table, continue in prayer. Rabo
Can I have some ashes who can distribute these people well? Sandarabagando, because tonight the Lord is here. The Spirit of God is here. And He has come to do a new thing. The Lord is here tonight. 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 I feel the presence of God. I feel the power of God. I feel the anointing of God. I feel the presence of God. Rikondorobozata. Rikenderebozata. Rekondorobozeta. Rikondorobozakana. Rekenderebozata.